Harper Audio presents The Once and Future Duchess by Sophia Nash. Performed by Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. There comes a time in a lady's life when she must lace up her stiffest corset and face what she fears above all else. It's called a day of reckoning in polite circles, but in the privacy of her mind, Isabel Tremont, the Duchess of March, preferred language far less refined. Base, in fact. Yes, this promised to be a rotter of a day full of sodding answers. Yet she had little choice but to harness pluck and see it through. And so she would wrestle through a forest of indignation to avoid future brambles of regret. Cowardice was just not to be borne. Her father, the Duke of March, had often told her that, before he died 3 years ago, leaving her a duchess in her own right. A rare creature, to be sure. She only prayed God would not smite her when she did not fully own up to her true sentiments. It was one thing to take on the enemy, or rather, the gentleman who owned her heart. It was altogether another to bear her sensibilities. Pride was natural. Indeed, it protected one's dignity. And one's dignity protected the soul. And one's soul... Oh, for the love of God, there was no time for pastoral ruminations. Endless speculation was mere procrastination. Procrastination was worse than waiting for someone else to come to his senses.